Happy to have Carl Sandburg College President Seamus Riley and Eric Johnson, Vice President of Advancement, with us to discuss the 518 Collective. It's a new agriculture technology incubator in downtown Galesburg. Of course, backed by a $1.8 million state grant, the project will support entrepreneurs and boost our local economy. So, of course, first and foremost, gentlemen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Well, we'll kind of jump right into it. And, you know, President Riley, we'll start with you. If you can start by kind of telling us about the 518 Collective and what inspired Carl Sandburg College to pursue the ag-based technology.
So we've been looking for an opportunity to develop entrepreneurial training and create an incubator space in our downtown location at the Annex. And we had an incubator grant, a couple of different grants that came up. Our team got together with Eric Johnson taking the lead on this. And we came up with the idea of the 518 Collective as a way to sort of focus on what we see as a major industry in our state, agriculture, and then a way in which we can combine that with entrepreneurial training activities and kind of a comprehensive approach to education for everybody in our district, and then hopefully use that as a launch pad for people in the community to develop new ideas, develop new products, develop new partnerships, as well as work with our collaborative industry partners throughout the district.
Why is the name 518 Collective significant, and how does it tie into your mission, the college's mission?
Oh, go ahead.
I'll let Eric answer that.
Funny you ask. I mean, 518 is our district for the Carl Sandburg College district. And so we were planning for the grant there one day, and as we were applying, and we were like, we've got to name this. You know, let's give something that has a ring to it. And we were downstairs in the annex, actually, when we were going through it, and we're like, 518 Collective. You know, we wanted something that would, because we looked at other labs around the state, in the Midwest, and they all had, whether that was done by institutions or maybe a local downtown collaborative, they all had, you know, like a significant catch name, maybe the Mill or whatever it may be, or the Beloit Bridge or whatever it is. And so the 518 Collective, we all just kind of looked at each other, and it kind of hit home for us. And so that was what the significance is. And we'll still, you know, have the, you know, the sub-branded there, you know, with the Sandburg and things like that too.
And the mission piece is just to provide opportunities for everybody in our community to be successful and continue to enhance their education as they go forward. And so in many ways, it is an encapsulation of what we do every single day, which is, you know, we're an open access institution. We want you to come in. We want you to take advantage of what we have to offer. And we feel that, you know, we see our market to serve students as not just being the college age, but everybody in our community, whether you're 8 right now, College for Kids going on, or 80, and you're coming back because you want to take a class in theater, or you want to take a class in creative writing.
Plus, it sounds like a band name, so that's
it also does sound like a band name, which is really good.
Hello, Galesburg!
Yeah. We're heading to the 518.
So, you know, the $1.8 million grant from the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, that's really significant investment. How did that funding come about?
Well, so there was a call for grants. There was a couple of different grants that we had been looking at, different direct congressional support in as well, and even other pieces that are still hanging out there. This seemed like a good fit for us. You know, this is a very, very competitive $7 million awarded in the state. Some prestigious institutions received this award. But I think what really resonated with the grantors was the fact that we had a vision for an impact on the whole region and the whole western part of Illinois. And I think the way in which we sort of determined how we would utilize the space in the downtown was very attractive. And, you know, we're going to have programming before we have the space developed. But once we have the space developed, that really allows us to really grow and expand all kinds of entrepreneurial activities for our community and all kinds of ways for all of our partners to work collaboratively together.
Well, Dr. Riley was mentioning all ages, and, you know, not only does it affect students, but it impacts alumni. Think about the CEO program. You know, you have up-and-coming entrepreneurs. That there's also opportunities for people across the district that have been in the business or been in various businesses for years to be mentors, to be volunteers with the center. But at the same time, too, youth organizations throughout the district. Just because we're located in Galesburg doesn't mean we're not going to cover every inch of District 518, which goes all the way, you know, encompassing all the way way down to southern Hancock County, all the way across to, you know, the Mississippi River. And so really, it is truly a commitment to support. And if I was to throw in some key words there, you know, the things that really come to mind when we think of what we're going to be doing as we promote this, we want to be collaborative. We want it to be a digital environment. We want to be professional. We want to have growth for people, all citizens, students, be something that is a business establishment for people to grow, and most importantly, student and citizen success.
The 518 is described as offering workspace, business development services, workforce training, mentorship. Can you elaborate on how the resources will help entrepreneurs and early stage companies?
Well, there's a variety of different sort of business services training, whether it be sort of Microsoft tools training or whether it be specific business leadership training. And so our vision is that we will, you know, incorporate all of our partners in our area and bring them in to do, whether it be a sort of an entrepreneurship lunch series where they come in and give firsthand experience to participants about how they've gone about their journey. And then, like, practical things from, like, developing a business plan. I would hope that we would take some of the great talent that we have in our community from our high school, our CEO program, our graduates from Sandberg, graduates from Monmouth and Knox, who are interested in sort of advancing some concept or idea, and create a quasi-incubator space for them. So a mini-incubator, which would have a supportive entrepreneur in residence, perhaps, that would be there for them, sort of working, helping them work through their ideas, develop business plans, develop the understanding of the business world, the legal world, as you begin to set up some of these pieces. And then ultimately, you know, these are opportunities for them to develop skills which make them more attractive to employers. So while, you know, they may have a vision of founding their own company, if that doesn't work out, and we know it's always a long shot for entrepreneurship, but they're going to have good skills which will make them very attractive to major employers in our region. And by the same token, then major employers in our region can look to us as, hey, we can go in and begin to sow the seeds of what it is that we're looking for in potential employees. We can begin to give them a sense of what's happening, we think, in the future, and begin to guide some of these really creative, innovative people. And it really taps into the innovative and creative history of this part of the state. I mean, some of the most interesting, biggest global companies yes. in the world have originated in Western Illinois. And I think sometimes we get a little sort of forgetful about the impact that places like, you know, John Deere and Caterpillar and Innovative Processes and in ag mechanics, as well as in precision ag, and as well as in corn and soybean seed development. I mean, there's a lot of innovative things going on already, and has been for years. And so we're really kind of re-energizing, hopefully, and predicting what we might look like in the future.
Western Illinois has been such an innovative area. I mean, look around at the history just here in Galesburg alone, and or how many times you might be sitting with friends and or somebody comes up with the idea, wow, that's the million-dollar idea. Yeah. Now having a place where you can take that idea, you know, and kind of go through that entrepreneurial ecosystem of the idea of, you know, putting that together, maybe bringing the right people in on your team, getting some mentorship as it relates to the accounting, some of the legal aspects that go into that, being able to perfect your 90-second commercial or your elevator pitch, being able to get potential contact with investors, networking. How do you market that? Is there a need? Is there for this service, you know, whether it be Western Illinois and growth there? And so you look at that, and this is a place where if you have that idea, I think you can get that off the ground. And so that's pretty exciting to be able to have an idea and do that here in Western Illinois. And I think that's going to be a great service to people, but also being able to reach needs and be accessible, that's going to be really key.
We're talking to Dr. Seamus Riley and Eric Johnson with Carl Sandburg College about the 518 Collective. The incubator will be housed at the Sandburg Annex, the corner of Main and Prairie Streets here in downtown. You know, it's previously your dental hygiene program. Why is that location the ideal location, do you think?
Well, there's a number of reasons. One, it's in the heart of downtown Galesburg. It's a prominent building. We think it has really good bones in it, and we think we can really transform it into something really, really special. I think it's also important that it's visible, right? And so for a lot of folks, Sandburg is out the road at Lake Story. You can't see it from the city center. You can't, you know, it's kind of hidden. It's well shrouded with beautiful landscaping and trees. And I think this gives us an opportunity to be really prominent and be really close to the center of the businesses and organizations downtown. And I think it's also a street front presence. So part of the attraction of this is that we're really going to reduce the barrier. You're literally going to step in off of Main Street and be within within this ecosystem. And we're going to do lots of things that are going to be, you know, free, right? You can just drop in. You can sort of have a series going on where you can just learn information, a casual observer. And that's another part of our general sort of role and our mission is that, you know, we're here for everybody, but not everybody knows we're here for them. And we also know that everybody needs to up their skills. The world is changing at rapid speed. But we know that we can provide additional skills and training in the short term for working adults, especially, who can make that next step in their career, pick up something else, get a little bit more context for the theory behind some of the practical hands-on things they're doing, which will enhance their career and keep them, you know, being successful and able to provide for their families. So that centrality, that high level of visibility, that sense that we're part of what I think is a very exciting time for Galesburg and Knox County and frankly our whole region. There's a lot of really innovative and exciting things going on and growth in our region from Galesburg all the way to Carthage. And we think we can be a stimulus for that. So as we begin to have a very, you know, prominent presence on Main Street, we're hoping that that will energize and incentivize other folks then to also think about ways in which they can expand and create different kinds of environments like this, which we'll support.
I know you're going to have a recording studio, private workspaces. Can you kind of walk us through the proposed layout?
Yeah, I think the way to describe it, it's going to be open, you know, and it's going to be, when Dr. Riley and I walked through that building my first week on the job about 3.5 years ago, I think we both had a similar vision, and he took me around that building. I was like, my gosh, this is just located right in the heart of town. But think about this, folks. You know, if you were just a person starting with an idea, you know, maybe you could, for a nominal fee, pay a membership where you can have access to, you know, flexible workspace. You can have access to boardroom if you want to bring people in that are on your team. Being able to have some small collaborative spaces. Being able to have a place where, at no cost, you can go and, you know, have your Zoom calls with people around the world. The podcast studio. This might be an opportunity for, is, you know, we were talking earlier with Roger and you all right here right now, is the fact that we, you know, looking for people that could talk to folks coming in about how to do a good podcast or how to send your message, you know, over the waves. There will be some office space, too, available, but also, too, I mean, the space, it can go from large to small. I think flexibility is a good way to, you know, to kind of put it in perspective, because we don't want it to be completely locked. We want it to be an area that's collaborative. But also, too, if you're visiting Galesburg, you know, a space that you can come in, you know, if you're looking at potential opportunities in Galesburg, it should be a collaborative space for that, being able to be mobile. But as Dr. Riley said, you know, most all of these activities that we're going to host where people can grow and learn is going to be free. It's a different space than what it was. You know, we had our dental hygiene program in there, and so much more lab space, you know, as that relates to, you know, the curriculum that they were doing. And so now that this will be a business center, just looking off the models, we've visited a number of labs within the area, you know, recently and in the past, and seeing what has worked well there has been opportunities where somebody can come in, you know, at a fee, have a membership, you know, of different levels, or maybe they can have some office space, or maybe they're collaborative organizations that are not based in Galesburg but also cover this region. They can come in, they can be accessible to people that are in this region to be able to come in and have office hours with citizens that they represent too. And so I think the collaborative part of that, working with organizations throughout the district and here in Galesburg, is really important, because we're here to serve the district. And so I guess if you were to picture it in your mind, if you can kind of picture an open space, a lot, you know, more of that, you know, glass kind of appearance, just really an entrepreneurial kind of feel, something that I know for me, when I'm working in spaces, there are spaces where I think more creatively. And for example, we got our new science and tech center, and we've got a renovated student center. And there's not hardly a half hour or an hour in a day where I don't go over those centers, or we have a team meeting over there in that interactive space, and you see students interacting with their faculty members or advisors in that space. And it just seems like, you know, that collaborative thinking in an innovative space makes a huge difference. And I think that's what the 518 Collective will do.
Well, it's going to keep you in the zone because,
yes.
I mean, imagine you're an entrepreneur, young or old. You come downtown, you're surrounded by businesses. It can, mm-hmm. it keeps you motivated. And so you get out of your car, you know, there's other businesses being ran around you, and that's what you're going for. And so, boom, you're right there. You're already downtown. Now, don't get me wrong. Visiting a college campus is always a fun experience,
sure, yeah.
but
mm-hmm.
it kind of takes you away from, you know, and so you drive out to Sandberg, and as much as it's nice to visit, you know, it's like, well, I'm looking to start a business, you know, boom, you're downtown where other businesses are being operated in. So I think that's kind of cool.
Well, and you folks are in the business of sort of like understanding everything that's going on in the community. And one of the things we know about this community is there's so many talented, innovative, entrepreneurial folks in there, but you have to know who they are and you have to kind of go one by one. So for us, this gives us a chance to sort of look at established, really sort of innovative partners like, you know, Western Smokehouse or IntelliHot or folks over at Smithfield. We're talking global partners. We're talking global companies that are in our district. Now they can come downtown and now we can begin to spread the word about their companies, because most people have no idea about some of the world-changing things that are happening right here in our district in 518. And I'll say this, the podcast, you know, during the COVID, we have a sort of a small ag sort of program focused on science, because I really believe that that's the focus where we're going to be in terms of the technology, certainly mechanization, certainly that's made a huge, impact. But science is going to be the next thing. Like what are the next scientific pieces that we're going to need? And I think we had during COVID, that group did a Zoom call with the UK Farmer of the Year, a Welsh guy in the United Kingdom. And so the podcast studio gives us a chance to bring in, we've got a company over in Warren County that does a lot of work in Brazil. So you think about the fact that you could have somebody in their office in Brazil talking to our students and talking about, well, here's how we work the export market, or here are the things that you need to know. And it's an opportunity for us also to connect with KCAP and our Small Business Development Center and our folks in MCAP in Warren County and the Hancock County Economic Development. We're all in this whole sort of infrastructure sort of ecosystem, and we're hoping that, you know, we're going to be a pulse in downtown Galesburg, but something that goes out throughout our district.
What's the timeline moving forward, renovations, and when's the anticipated opening?
Yeah, so we're gonna start working on things here immediately. Be great to open late in the spring of next year, summertime frame. And so the goal is going to be to kick in relatively quickly with the entire process. We had a strong meeting yesterday as far as the vision and where we're going, and looking to go through the process of, you know, the whole construction management and hopefully be able to be open, middle of the year next year.
But the programming is going to begin right away. So, I mean, we have the vision, we have the concept. I mean, there are pieces of this. We have other locations throughout our district, and we're going to want to begin to do some things. So hopefully pretty visible in the late fall and winter as we begin to offer programming, bring folks into our community, provide access to training and ideas and entrepreneurial, innovative sort of programming that will give everybody a chance to get a taste of what will be in person downtown.
And we're hoping to offer a lot of that, not just here in Galesburg, but at our Carthage branch. We had some really good meetings there here in the last couple of months as far as starting some partnerships down in the Hancock County area that will do some ag programming kind of between that November and March time frame. It's hard to do programming in previous jobs. It's hard to do programming when farmers are in the field, but be able to offer an innovative program when it's an off season, I think will be a real good value to what we're offering. And then being able to do that, we've got great space out at the main campus, but also spaces here throughout Galesburg that we think doing that in those seasons where people, you know, it gives them an opportunity. If you can come to a program and take away something that you didn't know at the start of that program, we feel like we're offering some good value. And certainly this is an opportunity to reach those. And so we're excited. The idea is going to be there right from the get-go, as Dr. Riley said, and then as we get the location, then it'll all be a pretty fit package, fingers crossed.
finally, as we wrap up, how can local residents or businesses get involved and follow the project?
Well, we're going to be everywhere talking about this. This is a big deal. And, you know, we're going to start with our business and industry partners who are already, we've had folks reach out to us. I think one of the sort of significant things to understand about this particular award is this is a massive award in terms of prestige. This is a statewide award. And so we're in with some of the biggest innovative entrepreneurial research centers in the country when we're in the same sort of paragraph as the University of Illinois Research Park in Urbana-Champaign. So we're going to work our alumni, we're going to work with our students, we're going to work with our business partners, talk to them, provide information, provide ongoing information and updates as we go forward with this, because we think this is a game changer for the region. So we're welcome, and this is a great opportunity. We invite anybody listening, anybody out there who has an interest in learning more about it, to reach out to us at Sandberg. Contact Eric will be the contact for it, and we'll take all the information, all the insight, all the ideas we can garner, and we'll put it to good use and get back with you.
And I don't want to leave here without saying thanks to our colleagues. You know, it was a team effort in this grant, but also thank you to the partners that wrote reference letters for us and gave support of this project. This was a huge deal. We are so pumped up about this. Can't say that enough. But it was not, you know, a one, two-person deal. It was put together quickly and a lot of strategic thinking. It was an entrepreneurial kind of style of how we put this together, and it worked out well. But it was not done alone, and we send our sincere thanks to our colleagues and those who wrote letters of support.
Just real quick, how competitive was this, and what were your expectations? Did you think you had a pretty good chance to get this?
Well, you know, Taylor Finch McVeigh, who's our grant writer, Carrie Hawkinson, Alan Burns, Eric Johnson, you know, our whole cabinet, Michelle Johnson, Autumn Scott, all of our local partners who wrote letters, KCAP, and our representatives. We had come up with this idea, and we actually worked with Congressman Sorensen's office, and we submitted something which wasn't approved, you know, didn't get approval, but their response was, this is a phenomenal idea. And again, like, these grants are incredibly competitive. We kind of wondered, we thought it was a good concept, we thought it was a good idea, we kind of hoped maybe we would get partial funding for it, and the college will be providing additional funding, a match, so the total cost will be over $2 million. But it's always very competitive. There were lots of great ideas out there. And so we're very appreciative of the fact that we were chosen and DCEO went with our proposal. But we've done a good job in cultivating and crafting and thinking about what will work best for our district and our region. And we've been very successful in terms of writing competitive grants. And, you know, success builds success. So you begin to get some grants and you begin to do some things. And then after a while, people begin to see it. And the most important thing is the product at the end of it, what we've been able to do in terms of developing programming, getting people trained, getting people into the workforce, developing pathways to accelerate people's progress into important fields like health professions, working on education pathways, working now on an engineering pathway. So these are all ways in which we are demonstrating to our constituents and our community and the state that, hey, we're making progress in helping students be successful, which is our mission. And so we're building something, hopefully, and hopefully this gives us a chance to further accelerate and, you know, bring us down the road.